one more primary next Tuesday, Arizona. That's where we'll go for a campaign check. The state's big newspaper, the Arizona Republic, has endorsed Senator Joe Lieberman, but he's still trailing pretty badly. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, polls show most likely voters there are still undecided, with others splitting between two former military men.
The results of the latest poll show retired General Wesley Clark has a slight lead over John Kerry in Arizona, two decorated heroes from the Vietnam War in a state that respects the uniform.
Welcome home, brother.
Thank you for your service.
Good.
John Kerry's supporters are trying to change the results of the poll taken on Election Day. The Bolanos brothers, four siblings who served in the Vietnam War at the same time, are on a national tour visiting Veterans Affairs hospitals like this one in Phoenix, where a crowd of former servicemen has gathered in the cafeteria to hear the brothers promote John Kerry. The senator was actually campaigning in Missouri while the veterans were stumping for him here in Phoenix. Rick, the youngest of the Bolanos brothers, says they chose to support Kerry over retired General Wesley Clark based on his Veterans Affairs record.
We sat down as brothers. We've done this before. We did it with Dukakis and Benson. And we looked at the issues and we looked at his platform, his vision for America, how he's going to take care of our veterans. And we wanted somebody that had answered their country's call. And that's what he did. He played his life. You know, he put it out on the line for our country.
Oscar Urrea, president of a local Veterans Affairs activist group, also stands with Kerry, who himself was awarded three Purple Hearts and the Silver Star for combat wounds received in Vietnam in the late 1960s.
Here we are in another war, and more veterans are going to be impacting the system. Okay, instead of cutting back on resources within the VA, we need more resources. And he knows what it is, you know, to be out there, and he's been in the trenches.
The Kerry message met with mixed results at the Phoenix Veterans Hospital. Tom Edwards, a World War II veteran, says he's quite happy with the current commander-in-chief. But he sat in his wheelchair, legs covered in a red, white, and blue quilt, and listened politely.
You got to hear both sides of the story. You know, I'm not hard-headed enough that if Bush doesn't do something wrong, I wouldn't recognize it. And he has done some things wrong. But as far as an overall picture, I think he's the man.
Beyond the battle for veterans in Arizona, it would stand to reason that the candidates would be making an all-out effort to appeal to Hispanic voters in Arizona, who make up more than a quarter of the state's voting age population. But beyond a visit to the National Association of Latino Elected Officials held here in Phoenix in the heat of a June summer, longtime Arizona State University pollster Bruce Merrill says candidates haven't paid much attention to Hispanic issues.
Not as much as they should, frankly. As I've said, I think the Democratic Party has tended to take the Hispanics for granted, although in fairness, it's important to keep in mind that the Hispanic electorate is not a homogeneous electorate.
Arizona's primary will be a test of the candidates' appeal to Democrats in states more diverse than overwhelmingly Anglo, Iowa, and New Hampshire. Arizona's Democratic Governor, Janet Napolitano, moved the primary up from March in an attempt to get more media attention for her state and its mix of voters, a foretaste of the party's future. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.